Welcome to our daily inspiration for today. We will read some verses here from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 10. I keep coming across this story of the Good Samaritan, and it always just grabs my attention. And it seems that it never fails. I get something new from that story every time. And I trust the story is familiar to you if you're someone who has heard the scriptures and read the Bible. You're familiar with the story of the Good Samaritan here, but I'll read the ending of it, the last few verses. So in the account here, the person, the man who's been wounded, injured, and robbed, lying, I presume, lying in the ditch or along the road. And it says in verse 33, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. And, of course, there's more to the story. There's context. I would encourage you to read it, get the context here. But when we read the stories, and we may think of how we can do better at being a good neighbor, to be the like the Good Samaritan, as he's called. But another way of looking at the story is to picture ourselves as the one lying there, injured and wounded. And in many ways, this illustrates the gospel, and Jesus is the one who came along and helped us in our distress. Just like the Samaritan, Jesus also was despised and rejected of men. The Samaritans were a despised people, or despised by the Jews. And he came to us and gave of his own resources. The scriptures say that he became poor for our sake. And he's willing to touch us. He was touched by our infirmities. And he had compassion on us. He did everything necessary for our salvation so that we can be redeemed and helped. And then, in a sense, we as Christians are to exhort, care for, encourage each other when someone is saved. The Lord then places him in the care of the church, his church, to care for him, so to speak, until he comes again, and then he will reward to each one what is the reward that we will get. So, also in backing up the priest and the Levite, it says, pass by him. To me, that represents religion and works. The priest was the religious leader, and the Levite, he was one who was, those were the ones who were appointed to work for the common good and to do works for the Lord, to perform the necessary labor needed in around the temple and so forth. And just like the priest and the Levite didn't seem to be able to help, so religion and dead religion, that is, and works of themselves are incapable of bringing us out of our desperately needy situation. We need someone with compassion. That's Jesus. He's the one who saves us. Anyway, he told this story to encourage us to be like this, to encourage us to love our neighbor, and to instruct us on loving our neighbor. Another thing I want to point out here, it doesn't say whether the Good Samaritan felt like helping him or whether he didn't feel like helping him. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But it doesn't really matter. Love, as I understand it, is primarily something we're instructed to do, not to feel. So the Good Samaritan loved his neighbor in what he did. And just to remind us, even Jesus himself, when he, in his great love for us, at one point he had to choose to do not what he felt like doing, or what he didn't feel like doing. If you remember the scene there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and so it is that our hearts must be guided by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, and we can't let feelings determine what is the right or wrong or the proper course of action. Anyway, I hope you can be blessed also as you study this story of the Good Samaritan, and I hope that you can be encouraged by it. Blessings on your day.